We're going to go to DeKalb and be joined by NIU head coach Thomas Hammack. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, Tim.
Well, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the come-from-behind win in Athens on Saturday afternoon. And after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Huskies.
You know, we watched the tape and evaluated the tape, and, you know, we're still fighting for to play four quarters of consistency. And that first half, you know, we didn't play our best football, and I think that's the thing that I talked to you last week about, and I will continue to talk to you this week about being able to play four quarters of Husky football, and that's what we're fighting to do each and every week.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Boy, Thomas, the game of football is such a funny one where you take a look at, you know, one half of football and just the struggle your offense had, and then in halftime, whatever you said, obviously you turned it around as the Huskies scored 29 points in the second half, and I think you scored on the final five possessions. Just talk about that change from one half to the other.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing that you have to realize is we didn't panic. The message has stayed consistent. I think we've had, you know, two excellent weeks of practice. The preparation was there. And then guys started making plays. And that's what – it was good to see our players respond. They were resilient. They never flinched, which is perfect. We were down 21-10 at halftime, and it came out and chipped away one snap at a time. And I think the more that we can create that type of focus, you know, one play at a time and not make it such an emotional deal, and the more we can focus and execute – the better we'll be long-term.
Third quarter, you inserted Marcus Childers, and he responded with a big rushing play, and it really just seemed to just spark the offense to that first touchdown, and then it just really kept rolling. Just talk about the effectiveness of that moment and what that brought to your offense.
You know, well, you understand in college football that, you know, the element of the quarterback run, you know, puts stresses on defense. I mean, we've seen it. Ohio has a great quarterback, and, you know, he puts a lot of stress on you and what he can do with his legs. And the great thing about Childers is, you know, he's not just a quarterback that can run the ball. He can pass the ball. So, you know, we got to be creative and finding ways to get him out there and make the numbers in the run game and the pass game in our favor.
For a redshirt freshman kicker to come on and have not only a 51-yarder earlier in the game, but when you walk on and have a potential walk-off game-winning field goal, what's going through your mind as a head coach when you see a redshirt freshman going out there and he was able to, John Richardson, able to make that 37-yarder at the as time expired for the victory?
Well, I mean, I just think I had confidence. You know, as a head coach, they don't allow me to have my own position, so My position is normally gravitated toward the kickers, so I'm responsible for the punters and the kickers, so I'm around those kids quite a bit. And, you know, he's a confident young man. He doesn't let anything bother him. He missed two kicks in the first half, and he still walked out there confidently and made a game winner for us.
Turning the page and moving forward, you've got another road trip to the state of Ohio with heading to Miami. Next Saturday, when you take a look at film of the Red Hawks, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, another good football team. I think they do a great job offensively, putting their quarterback in position to be successful. They got some running backs and wide receivers that can make plays defensively. You know, they want to try to keep everything tight. I mean, they're going to play tight techniques with the defensive line. The linebackers play downhill, and then they got a safety that roams the field that's a pretty good player. But up front, that D lineman is really good inside. I think he's number 58. So he's definitely somebody we got to account for.
With this week, with facing Miami, obviously the emotional and the win at Ohio, talk about how important it is to kind of just obviously get that consistency going in four quarters of play. You preach it to your players and you haven't seen it yet, but now that you're in the heart of league play, this is when you need to see it happen, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing we've tried to stress is don't allow the result of the game to to alter how you think about our preparation, everything we do. So we won a game. I mean, it was a good win. But at the same time, the things that got us in position to win that football game, we got to go back, and that's where we started yesterday with the preparation on Miami of Ohio, go back and do the things necessary so we can peak on Saturday afternoon.
If you could comment on two players, specifically on offense, obviously running back Trey Harbison and his three touchdowns in the second half, perhaps your perspective of Trey coming in as the first-year head coach and talk about how he's developed this year, and then also from a wide receiver perspective, Cole Tucker and his production with a career-high 8 catches for 118 yards in the win at Ohio.
Yeah, Trey is a young man that, you know, we're still working with and trying to be more consistent in everything that he does. He missed some runs early in the game. I got on him. And then he responded and had a big second half. And I think, you know, for us to go the direction that we want on offense, you know, every time he touches the ball, it's got to be the right read, the right cut, breaking tackles. And I think that helps us open up things in our offense. As far as Cole Tucker is concerned, you know, when a new staff comes in, you're constantly evaluating the personnel. Cole Tucker's a guy we knew about, but then you get to a point where you say this guy's consistent. He does what he needs to do. He can catch the football. He runs good routes. The quarterback trusts him. So, you know what? That guy deserves to play. And obviously, the more you play him, he shows you, he gives you a great chance to be success, to have success in the passing game.
Thomas, what kind of win like this do to a team?
Well, you know, it gives the ability to stack. I mean, before you can start stacking victories, you got to have your first one. And so we talked yesterday about now we have an opportunity to stack another win. And so we got to do the things necessary to put us in position to win a football game. And that's what we're trying to do with our preparation.
Thomas, we'll let you get back to your preparation for Miami. I want to say thank you for your time. Congratulations on the road win at Ohio. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
All right, thank you so much for Coach Hammack and his NIU Huskies in a 39-36 win at Ohio. In that contest, the Huskies had a 300-yard passer with Ross Bowers, two 100-yard receivers, and also a 100-yard rusher as Trey Harbison, three touchdowns and 113 yards on his 25 carries. And Ross Bowers, 338 yards passing on 23 of 39 and one touchdown for NIU. They will be at Miami this coming Saturday, October 19th. That game at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 Central, and the game will be available on ESPN+.